Blog Talk Radio.
Here's where it's at, here's where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold, warn ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Make sure that you logging in the rush. And you locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it. Cause they on the phone like Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this. I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.
If y'all know, you better ask somebody. I'm the hottest, hottest in the hood, hood. You know what I'm saying? Live in the building all day, every day. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. I want to thank our sponsors, Strictly Bump One. You know what I'm saying? Strictly Bump One, one of the hottest clothing lines worldwide, hands down. Along with the one, the only. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I want to send a shout out to the one, the only. Funk it, flashback. You know what it is, shit live in the building, always doing her 1-2. She got a hot clothing line too, you know what I'm saying? Doing a 1-2, along with Diverse Media Group for all your marketing needs. Also Digital Fantasy Media for all your digital voiceovers. Y'all need them stingers and all that jazz, holla at Digital Fantasy Media. All y'all independent artists, all you models and everything, you need to jump on www.theperformancetour.com. Theperformancetour.com is crazy right now, man. Your man, Kel Spencer, came on the show the other past couple of days, and we had Mia X, you know what I'm saying, and we had Gangsta Boo, we had Master Ace, we done had Ed OG in the past couple of weeks. So we bringing y'all some serious fire, you know, BE from the DMV. So we bringing y'all some serious fire on, you know, the Twitter check-in, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? It's Freestyle Friday, follow Fridays all day, every day. And you know what I'm saying? We breaking some new music, and we going to have a comedian live in the building. So all my NCs, all my MCs, calling all MCs, if you're saying that you're hot to trot, if you're telling me that you can lay it down and smack it down and give us some real stuff out here, man, we ready for you to blaze the mic, because tonight is mic fight. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. What's up? You already know what it is, man. But you know what? We got to go ahead and pay these bills. I'm going to my class reunion coming up. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to look extra sexy for that. You know what I'm saying? We also got it's two video shoots going down here in the DMV, shutting it down. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get together with some promoters in the DMV to drink some, you know, some artists. You know what I mean? Some major and close to major artists. You know what I'm saying, to DMV so they can, you know what I'm saying, get up in this market. You know what I mean? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it in. Going into 2010. You know what I mean? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Also, I'm going to give my Twitter check-ins in a few, but we got to go to quick commercial because, you know, we got to pay the bills. And once we pay the bills, we'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
www.myperformancetour.com. Artists, DJs, producers, and models. Are you tired of searching for the spotlight? Well, if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Tour is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at MyPerformanceTour.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills in a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, come walk the runway showing out the hottest new designs of the hottest Miles called alive. Strictly Bump 1. That's right, Strictly Bump 1. This event will also be filmed by G-Units. This is 50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Swisher House Records, writers from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancetour.com.
Y'all heard it. MyPerformanceTour.com. If you're an independent artist, you need to get up on it. Last minute, you know we breaking music tonight, so like if y'all got some music, hurry up and email me ASAP so we can run this music and get some feedback ASAP. We will be having some guest hosts live in the building all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, for all them rappers that's out there doing their thing, I need y'all to call in and get it in because we about to go in. For all them freestyle rappers, y'all need to call into the show because it's going down tonight. We got a caller live in the building. Caller from the 919. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, baby?
Just good to hear your voice.
Huh?
I said it's great to hear your voice.
It's good to hear my voice. Hey, who's this?
This is Dr. A.
Hey, how you doing, Doc? How you doing today?
Blessed and favored. Happy Friday the 13th.
Oh, happy Friday the 13th. I didn't even think about that. It is Friday the 13th. I usually get a lot of good luck on Friday the 13th. I guess that's why it's been a good day for me. For real. You know what I'm saying? So how has everything been doing for you, man? Everything going well?
Blessed and favored.
That's what's up, man. Real quick, you got some words for the wise for us. You got a good thought for us today, so we can, you know what I'm saying, pass on through the weekend. You breaking up, man. You breaking up right now.
I'm sorry.
That was Dr. Ashish, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? He definitely comes through and definitely shows a lot of love and stuff. So shout out, you know what I'm saying, to Dr. Ashish and everything, man, all day, every day, man. So I feel like taking it back because I'm feeling this joint right now. So I'm about to go ahead and give y'all some of this. Rock water!
Oh my God.
Phone checker, swinging sword lecture, closing down the sector, supreme neck protector, better want him kid, Mr. Mester, falling pop, about to blow his lid from the pressure, too hot for TV, for cheesy, too many wanna be hard, be easy, it's all in together, going all out together, it don't take much to please me, still homes are never satisfied like the stones, we don't condone writing, see them selling crossbones, protecting what I'm writing, don't clash with the titan, who blast with a license, to kill rap recitants, come on, in the zone with your nigga from the group home, to cow,
fuck your lifestyle,
put your lights out, get this shit to crackin', got you feeling with your pipes out, time for some action, surfing the avenue, mad at you, where I used to battle crews, back when that had that attitude, cover me, I'm going in, walls closing in, got us busting off these pistols, my niggas got issues again, same song, armed with the mega bomb, blow you out the frame, then I'm gone,
yo, I was going too, but we roam, cellular phones, dot meth, back in the flesh, blood and bones, don't condone, spin bank loans and homegrown, suckers break like turbo and ozone, when I grab the broom, moonwalk, the Hawk, my goons bark, leave you in the blue lagoon, lost room. B9's in the club with my suit, D9 in the glove, right behind on the boss. Haters don't touch, what? Weigh us both up, now my neighbor doped up, got the cable hooked up, all channels, lift my shirt, all mammal, you ship off keys and we ship grand piano, sawed off shotgun, hand on the pump, sipping on the 40, yo, smoking on the blood, bust my gun, no. Red and meth, hitting jump, la 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 la. La 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 la.
y'all know that joint's a throwback. Y'all remember that joint. Y'all was rocking with it. La, 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 la. Red Man, Method Man, Rock Wilder. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online. One World Music. We going to have a clown in session. We going to have a comedian, Big Mo, live in the building, having y'all cracking up. We going to be doing some real big things in the building. Along with that, you know what I'm saying, we going to have Freestyle Friday. I'm going to shout out all the cats that's following me on Twitter and giving all them cats big up because they showing me crazy love right now on Twitter. Along with that, we breaking new music. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can call in. And we doing hip-hop trivia. Do you know this record? Yeah, I already know what it is, man. We going to the phone lines. We live in the building. Lush Radio Online. 240-DMV live in the building. What's cracking? State your name. State where you're repping.
This is Big Mo from the Big Mo's Comedy Show, baby.
What's up, Big Mo? How
yeah,
you doing today,
what's up,
fam?
Baby? Girl, I like the way you put it down.
What's
la,
up,
la, 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 la. Hey, well, I miss you, girl. I ain't seen you since we came home from New York.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I've been grinding, man, grinding, dog. Grinding hard as hell, man. You know
hey, y'all be
saying?
Having freestyle battles, too?
Yeah, we have freestyle battles. There's a whole bunch of stuff be going down. We wild out. We act a fool on One World Music, clowning session, freestyle Fridays. We get
oh.
shit in, man. No holds barred tonight.
Can you say nuts on this radio station?
Hey, you can say nuts, dog.
Girl,
as long as they're not salty nuts.
Listen. Hey, listen. The balls are getting ready to get drained tomorrow. These balls are going to get drained. The girls from New York City are coming down, and this one girl showed me a picture of her vagina. Yeah.
Wow,
and I seen it, and I texted her back, and I said, are you going to drain my balls or what? She said she's going to clean them out.
Wow.
I can't wait till tomorrow. You coming to see the video shoot tomorrow?
Man, I'm coming to the video shoot, man, but you know what I'm saying? You talking about, I'm wondering if y'all having an orgy out there, John. You talking about catch Jane and balls.
Man, I'm trying to catch something tomorrow. I want to catch crabs or something. I'm trying to lick girls like it's a buffet table out there tomorrow.
Dang,
I'm telling
dog.
You.
Dang,
you know,
dog. You was off the hook over there, man.
Well, seafood, boy. I'm trying to catch some crabs tomorrow. I'm telling you that. I'm going to look at this hat tomorrow.
Hey, Big Mo, man. You know what I'm saying? Big Mo is a comedian out of the DMV area, but my man is doing it real big, man. He just won an award, you know what I'm saying, for best comedian. Upper State Independent Awards, you know what I'm saying, in Syracuse, New York. Man, you know, tell us about, you know what I'm saying, how you got started into the whole situation of being a comedian and everything, man.
Oh, you know, when I was in school, you know, I was one of them class clown dummies where the teacher used to, like, whip you and stuff when you bad and they put you in this little box. You know, this box, you probably was a good girl, you don't know. They just put a tape around you and everybody laugh at you, and, you know, I crack the jokes and classrooms and shit. Yeah, so I always been kind of jive funny. And then when I came up here to D.C., then, you know, I started hosting some of these rap shows with y'all. So somebody said, you just go in and do stand-up. And I did it for the first time, and they're pretty good. And it was hard because I went on stage with my nuts swollen. That's why I told you when I was dehydrating, they gave me this shot. And the shot, yeah, they gave me a shot, dehydrated. I didn't know big niggas can dehydrate. You know, I'm so big, I'm thinking, I got to have a lot of liquid and Jerry subs and pizza all in me. So I didn't know that I can dehydrate. I dehydrated. And I had cramps all in my back. It gave me this shot, and the shot missed my back and went straight to my balls and swole them up. And,
I don't even know what to talk about right now.
Say what?
How the hell you talking about you, you know what I'm saying, being, you know, a comedian and stuff. You talking about your goddamn ball. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, well, I was just saying, the second time I did a show, I wasn't comfortable because I was in pain.
Uh-huh.
And then I just kept going and kept doing it. And now I'm at the point where I'm at. And now we doing, go ahead.
So tell us about, you know what I'm saying, tell us about the DVD, you know what I'm saying. You got this crazy, hilarious-ass DVD, and you're butterball-ass naked, and the key to the joke is they can't find something. Tell us more about that situation.
Ah, girl, you crazy. You crazy.
Man, tell us about that whole situation, man. I mean, y'all listening right now, man. This dude got the most hilarious-ass DVD, man. He's being, like, mild right now, but this dude is freaking retarded, like, hilarious. Like, he has a DVD. And this dude was running around butterball naked, dog. And in public. Like, this dude is crazy, son. Like,
but I got bootleg cribs on there, too. I got bootleg cribs on there. It's like a reality movie. I got bootleg cribs. Because, you know, I live in the basement. And I don't have a regular bed. I live on a love couch. I stay on a love couch. And that's why I need more money, because the pillows are sinking, and I need a bigger couch so I can get bigger pillows, because my back is hurting right now. Then I got the scene where a dude challenged me to run butterball naked in the street. So I ran butterball naked in the street, and the police was there, and they didn't even lock me up, because to them, my stomach was hiding my dick. So They couldn't see my jammy. Yeah.
They couldn't see your jammy, so they didn't lock you up because you wasn't exposing them, because they couldn't see
them. They said I wasn't exposing nothing. They figured I must have some draws on underneath my stomach. You know, my stomach ain't past my, it pains past my jammy.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. Dang,
I'm just all balls.
You was like, real crazy right now, Big Mo. Tell the cats where they can check you out, you know what I'm saying, and holler at you and check out the video and all that, Big Mo.
Okay. If you in the Wheaton area, you can check me out at Derek and Theron's Barbershop, or you can go to my MySpace page, Big Mo Show, that's M-O, not M-O-E, or you can just Google me, Big Mo Show. And if you know any freaks, rollers or anything, girls that are doing it on the first night, you can call me direct or go to my Facebook and just say, hey, I'm a roller, and I want to get with you. And I'll take that. And I eat coochie, too, on the first night. I eat coochie. Listen here.
Yeah.
If all the ladies... Hey, listen, and for all the ladies that are listening, I like to stick my tongue so far up a woman's ass, I can tell you what you ate for breakfast.
Wow, okay.
I might ain't got a long dong, but I got a long tongue, baby. I got a tongue like Kiss.
Okay, Big Mo, okay. Stay on the line with us, man. We're going to do Make It or Break It soon, and we're going to be coming back, you know what I'm saying, from some music. You were crazy as hell, dog. But really,
I love you, Lushy. I love you, Lushy.
Yeah.
Moment I've been waiting on, and my soul is overflowing with anxieties and expectations. Full of desire.
Oh,
I just want it so bad.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, baby.
And it just seems so real. It's right there. It's wanna reach out and touch it before it all disappears.
Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels like my ship has gone and sailed away. But I gotta be strong. Gotta hold on. It won't be too long. Now the tide is coming in. I see the waves flowing out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in. Just past the horizon. And right where the sky is. Has finally come. I will travel to the seven seas. I will even go wherever the wind blows me. I'll do anything to find my destiny. It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me. Come around now.
Now the tide is coming. I see the waves blowing out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in, coming in. Just around me, and right where the sky ends.
Down there on the ocean, know my ship is coming in. So don't.
So we love back in the building, you know what I'm saying? On Let's Play Online, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing new music, pimping. It was K John right there on the ocean. I love that song, man. Dude, you need to come on my show. We're going to get that link and get you on the show because, dude, you are awesome. I really love that song, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of hot new music that done came out. And we definitely going to give y'all some new music on this jizz on. But like I said, you know what I'm saying, we taking y'all back, 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 back to some old school, to some old school. Yep.
First, I have to bum bum the bass like this. And then I.
Now this is the meaning of a bugaboo. It's a person who's constantly bugging you, never giving you no room to breathe. On you like skin or a shirt with sleeves. A person that constantly wants to be around you. It could even be your moms or boss when they hound you. To someone who's always bothering you. If you was a plant, they'd be continuously watering you, sweating you like heat. Let's say you are the set and they are the sheep. Always on you and wrapped around you as if you were lost and they just found you. They never get the picture. No matter how many times you diss them, they still wanna get with you. Continuously calling, never giving you a rest. A bugaboo's just like a fly, nothing but a pest. And I suggest that you step. Why? 'Cause you're a bugaboo. You're bugging me.
A bugaboo.
You're just a bugaboo. You're bugging me.
A bugaboo.
You're just a bugaboo. You're bugging me.
A bugaboo.
You're just a bugaboo. Now girls, there's that certain guy that just be tipping on you like clothes, and I suppose that you be dipping in his kick. 'Cause he's a stupid dick that be giving you this and that so you can feel happy. Yeah, you might be happy, but you're sick of him because he's on it. And you wanna get rid of him, but he's sweating you. Don't knock it 'cause he's getting you everything you want so you can get fly. You say bugaboo jump, and he says, how high?
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Can somebody, if somebody call in and tell me who that is? Whoo, I'm going to get them crazy class right now, right? Tell me what is that song and who are the artists on that jizzoint. We live on Lush Radio Online all day, every day, giving y'all nothing but the hottest. And we playing new music on this jizzoint. Y'all already know what it is, man. And we about to shout out them cats that's following us on that Twitter check-in. Caller from the 215, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Tell us your name and tell us where you're repping, boo-boo. Caller from the 215? Hello? Oh, I guess the caller just wanted to listen in. Okay, all righty then. But you know what I'm saying? That's the caller from the 215. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for calling in, though. I know you wanted to just listen. But you know, this is how we do all day, every day, man. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the world right now in society. But you know what I'm saying? We getting it in, giving y'all some, you know what I'm saying, some music and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, I got, you know what I'm saying, my man, LT Eversoul, keep winning all day, every day. We's getting it in. That joint right there, for them cats that, you know, ain't come through that don't, you know what I'm saying, we're going to play it again so you guys can tell me what that song is, okay? We're going to play it again. It's Guess What's That Song. But we're about to go into some LT Eversoul right here. Keep winning all day, every day.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now. Love a dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'ma keep winning.
They wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 dead up, they wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women. Most of them being models. Never
But now I'm back in the street. Now they're back on my job, 360 degrees.
So to please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. They started in Decatur, we took it to the top now. Riding down the highway, flying with the top down. Sacrifice to get ya, no way I'ma stop now. Guess who they got beaten on the block now?
performancetour.com, yo. We got a lot of hot things. We're going to start in 2010. Lush Radio will start booking artists out here in the DMV. So watch it. Watch for it. It will be going down. We is locking it in with these promoters out here. We is getting it in. We are going to be bringing in artists to open up for big artists. You already know what it is. It's going down. Lush Radio Online, getting it creaking all day, every day. And I want to say shout out to all the haters out there, because all you do is show us that you are our motivation. Let your haters be your motivators. Real talk. And you know what I'm saying? Let the person that is not from yesterday be the person today. You understand what I'm saying? Never stop learning. Never stop educating yourself. We're live on Lush Radio Online right now. I'm the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people right here. And who's real? Who's fake?
He's phony. She's fake. That's the type of people I hate.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Clap, packs gon' move, blood get drawn, skin gon' bruise, real gon' win, fake gon' lose, the love overpowers the hate, my tools, all they left was the yellow tape in his shoes, real when the funeral wake, make the news, load the tray down so we fix up on them, so when they act phony, we just switch up on them,
he's phony,
what,
she's fake, that's the type of people I hate,
oh.
Who's real?
Who's not?
She's real,
but he's not.
If you're real and you know it,
Life's good, I'm straight. Clap your hand one time, you relate. Can't keep it 100, them the ones I hate. But I'ma keep it 200 for the ones that fake. Red and black car on the red phone case. Young you man, I should want on my plate. She's phony, she's fake.
Cash, wallet full of plastic, in and out the lanes, dipping through the traffic. We ain't hustling no more, we doing gymnastics. Couple of flips and then stash it. Bastards, real gon' recognize real. Pony gon' recognize still. I reckon I will. Fold those who are, you ain't, or you are. I done gone too far, sorry, move on. Get yourself a fresh flesh wound or a new scar. Bullet holes all on the side of your new car. Load up the AR, spray y'all, hey y'all. It's real on this side, phony wherever they are.
She's phony, what? She's fake. That's the type of people I hate. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Wait a minute.
Who's real? Who's not? She's real, but he's not.
I gotta disclose who's real and who's fake, man, because you know what I'm saying? It's some real fake cats out here in the game. But you know what? The light, you are the children of the light, and you need to walk in the light, you know what I'm saying? Because darkness will never prevail over you. We getting it in all day, every day. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Woo! We getting it in. Future Guru is going to be in the building live with us on the Twitter check-in. I got a caller from the 202 live in the building. DMV live. What up, baby?
Yo, what the deal?
Is this Monty Swag? Is this my little brother right here, son?
Yeah, it's your boy Monty Swag on the dial. How y'all doing out there, D.C.? DMV area world.
That's what's up, man. You on the Twitter check-in, man. I want you to go ahead and give your shout-outs real quick as we go ahead giving them plugins real quick, fam.
No doubt. I'd like to give a shout-out to my label and my team, Fly Music Group. I mean, y'all either catch the flight or y'all get delayed, you know? We only land in the Clearport because we fly. But like to send shouts out to my dude, Tone Star, Jay Dills, my partners, you know, Kunzo, all my guys on my team. It's more than name, but I ain't going to get into that. That's a whole nother show. You know what I mean? We just aspiring artists out here trying to make it, you know, trying to make and shine a light on us, trying to make it in the industry. You know, it's a lot of artists out there right now, but, you know, there's only a few good ones. And, you know, we are those. So, yeah.
That's what's up. That's real talk right there. So stay on the line real quick, Famo. I want you want to, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to let you go ahead and go in on a quick freestyle for us and give us that Twitter and all that jump off, right? I'm about to pull in the man with the plan. What up?
Yo, what's good?
Jersey in the building, what up?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, man. Honored to have you on the show, fam.
That's what it is. I'm honored to be here.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be talking and dropping some real knowledge for y'all cats. So y'all independent artists over here, man, we about to be going in and be giving y'all some real information, man, because some of y'all cats is slacking on the knowledge, for real. Get your game up, for real. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and let Monty Swag go in since it is Freestyle Friday. You know what I'm saying? When you go in, you know what I'm saying? Then after that, I want you to go ahead and give us your plugins where we can check you out and everything, man. Go in and give us something real nasty right now. It's fire! headache. Get your Patron out, Nuvo out, your bottles of Moe. Whatever you drinking on it, drink for me because I got my Patron right in front of me. It's Friday. So go ahead and give it to us, baby.
Hold on. Let me get y'all some slight stuff real quick. Let me see what I got. Yo, it's Swag Shorty. Money don't change we. When I'm holding it down, I'm in the place to be. Pulling up in clubs and nothing but them GTs. Oh, yeah, you looking for Monty? You know you found him, see? The boys splash you like a puddle at a bus stop. Oh, they just brought out some new gear? You know I got a cop. I got chickens that drive begging me to stop. What's the Fahrenheit in the booth? Because my swag is hot. You know we work hard while niggas turning in the slop. Mess with these dudes here? Yes, them hammers got a cop. Dudes on my block? Yeah, you know they got to stop. We pulling them things out, so dudes really got to drop. We work hard, man. It's Swag Shorty.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. You're there doing your thing, man. Tell the people where they can check you out and all that jazz.
Y'all can catch me on Facebook, Young Splashy Splash. Y'all can catch me on my Twitter, twitter.com/MontyWave. I mean, I'm all around, man. I'm in the DMV area. Catch me in your favorite club, whatever.
That's what's up, man. You definitely be taking them crazy pics in the club, son. Seriously.
Definitely.
That's what's up, man. Stay on the line with us, man, because we're going to be breaking some new music tonight. So we always need feedback from Cash, you know what I'm saying, on this new music. It's not just independent artists. It's also major. We got some new stuff from Mia X. Yeah, I thought that she was gone, but she back for the jump off. You know what I'm saying? Live in the building. So, Kel, man, you know what I'm saying? Future Guru, man. What's up, fam? Future Guru, you live in the building? Kel, you live in the building? Hey, Kel, you there? Hello? Kel, you there? Kel, you there? You in the kitchen cooking? Hey, Kel. Hey, Kel. Hey, Kel. We gonna go to a quick commercial real quick. We'll be back. We'll see. Hopefully, Kel come back on the phone, man. You know what I'm saying? The future guru. We'll be back in a second. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, go to a quick commercial. And we'll be back.
Having a party? Need a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. But when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. It's Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday, man. And I'm going to blast off all the cats that's definitely following the kid on Twitter. But we live in the building with the one and only Future Guru, man. This dude right here is the definition of grind, man. This dude right here is dropping some serious jewels tonight. He's my co-host. We're going to be getting in it, talking about some real issues. You already know what it is, man. What up, fam? Hey, Future Guru, you there? Hey, Future Guru, you there? Hey, I guess he stepped away from the phone, man. You know what I mean? But I guess he stepped away from the phone. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to have Future Guru live in the building, dropping some knowledge for us, you know what I'm saying? Tell us about some real issues that's going down, you know what I'm saying, with this music industry and just, you know, business in general. In order for us, you know what I'm saying, and going into 2010, you know, we got to stay motivated and we got to switch our game plan. If your first game plan for 2009 wasn't working, then you already need to start planning for 2010 and start switching your gears on some new-ish. You already know what it is, on some new-ish. We live in the building, like I said. So let me go ahead and shout out my people on the Twitter check-in. I got mad people supporting the kid right now. So I got Team HIV AIDS, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So basically Team HIV AIDS, they basically supporting the whole AIDS movement. Y'all need to follow them and support them and donate to the cure for AIDS and HIV, you know what I'm saying? So y'all need to go ahead and follow them. Also, Columbia Princess is definitely following the kid on the Twitter check-in, along with Future Guru 100, which will be on the phone in a few. We're going to see. Hopefully, he'll be back in a second. Y'all need to follow him on Twitter. Y'all need to follow, you know what I'm saying, Monty Swag, you know what I'm saying, Columbia Princess. Y'all need to follow Mr. Grim to the Reaper, Kel Spencer, The Real Melissa, you know what I'm saying? Also, y'all need to support Star Dre, you know what I mean? K2 Lovely, Phenomenal 1 _ Rapper, you know what I mean? Along with, you know, Rose Petals 89, along with, you know what I'm saying, Miss PR Diva. I mean, it's mad people on the Twitter check-in. Follow Special Ed Music, The Real Mia X, Gangsta Boo, Master Ace, Consulting Guy, Nisha Management, Future Guru, Rap Star Promo. I mean, it's a whole bunch of cats that's showing the kid crazy love in the building. So that's on the Twitter check-in. We're going to check and see if Future Guru is on the line with us again. Future, you there? Future, you there? Future, you there? Well, okay. We're going to try to see if we can get Future on the line, you know what I'm saying, on the check-in. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to see if we can get him back on the check-in. I'm not sure. But we got new music. We making it or breaking it. You know what I'm saying? We got new music right now. We got some new music from your girl, Mia X, man. Are you feeling it? This segment of the show is called Make It or Break It. This is new music from independent artists and major artists. We want your honest feedback. If you like it, then we make it. If you don't like it, then we break it in 100,000 pieces and we never see it again. So make it or break it. This is called Hush by Mia X. Y'all know who he is. You know what she is, man. Mama Mia. You know about it, all that. You already know. Can I get it? You know what I'm saying? We going in.
Rocking back and forth, screaming, Lord, why? He was 18 years old, why he had to die? Lord, they did him like a dog, he was my baby, why?
My heart went out to her, I got sons. I could imagine her wound went numb. Her tragedy was my compassion. Last time she seen him, she said he was laughing. And she ain't got a clue about what happened. Sad it's just the same story, different mama cutting up. Same vibe, different family nutting up. Different partners fucking up. Police on the scene, who? Everybody shutting up. Neighbors going inside, ain't nobody saying fuck. Yeah, he get a t-shirt and a DJ. And a second line band, handkerchiefs for your hand, bandanas and headbands. Damn, but he's dead, and he ain't coming back. You heard what I said? Wrong time, girls be with dudes and they get shot too. Or they get in the mess that escalates and turns tragic for real. Parents wanna bring them back, wishing that magic was real. I got a daughter, I'd offer you my life for hers. The pain of losing a child, the description has no words. Debt goes back and forth, click games, turf wars, mama's back and forth. I love my child like you love yours, none of this can bring them back. Body counts rises, y'all. Kids grow up, y'all don't know they people at all. Remember how they look, holding on to grandma's picture. So young when they left their babies with a picture. Get the picture. Kids wish they had it like that. Wish they mama chose them. Wish she didn't choose crack. Wish they had a daddy that came home instead of one known hero. A one who didn't claim him as his own. They're the ones who make my heart bleed, make my eyes cry. Wish I could take them home with me. Dealt a bad hand, didn't choose their circumstance. Fucked up from the jump, fucked up chance. Raising they self, no direction, no inspiration, no protection. Surviving in the devil's nuts, breathing aggression. When all they ever wanted was affection, let this be a lesson.
Make it or break it. Make it or break it.
Make it or break it, man. That was new music from the one and only Mama Mia, Mia X right there called Hush. Now, I need to know, guys, your honest opinions, man. We don't try to tear people down. We try to give an honest feedback on how we feel about the music. So this is a new joint from her. We want to know how you feel about it. Should we make it or should we break it? Future Guru, you back in the building? Future Guru, you back in the building? Future Guru, you back in the building? Kel? You back in the building? Kel? Hello? Okay, all right. I don't know. I guess Future Guru stepped off for a minute, man. What you think about that new Mia X joint?
I'm gonna be honest. Profanity could be used on here.
Yeah, you can use profanity and stuff. You can use profanity. We want honest feedback, though.
I'm man, I'm going to be honest. You know what I mean? I was a Mia X follower. I was a big fan. When she was with No Limit, she was hard. But I'm not really feeling that. Maybe because she crossed over into the independent world, which is not bad, but the production isn't all that great. You know what I mean? I think she has way more potential. I think she could do better than that.
Okay. That's some honest feedback on that. Future Guru, you in the building now with us, fam? Future Guru, you there? Future Guru? Future Guru, you there? Future Guru? Daryl, you there? Okay. All right. Well, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we'll get him back on the line in a few seconds. So we got the new joint from Master Ace, you know what I'm saying, Ed OG, A Little Young. I don't know if y'all cats heard it yet, but you know what I'm saying, it was on World Star Hip Hop, you know what I'm saying, I had him on the show. So let us know your honest feedback about the situation. Make it a breakthrough.
Rasta man, I'm here to tell you, Nino Brown says your services are no longer needed in the community.
A&E, yeah. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Barack Obama, we need change. How many rappers in the game got little in front of their name? Lil Wayne, Lil Uzi, it's a Lil Shane. Lil Flip, Lil C's, yo, they not the same. Lil White, Lil Mama, where Lil Zane? Lil Brother, Lil John, and Lil Fame. Real hip hop, not about your little chain. Lil Kiki, Lil Kim, a Lil Freaky. Lil Fizz, illegal with Lil Maliki. Lil Mo, Lil Bow Wow, had beef with Lil Romeo. A Lil teenager told me so. Lil Scrappy, keep my hair a Lil nappy. A little bit, cause I talk a little. You getting half bred. Unlike that rapper, Lil Half Dead. You Lil. Your Lil rhymes and Lil lines be filling in. Big Edo, Lil rappers, I'm belittling. There's Lil Young, I'm admitting you a Lil Young. Big mouth like Houdini for your Lil tongue. Hey rappers, now where's your Lil gun?
Understand where I'm coming from? Nope, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young. That's cause you a little young.
I know.
That's cause you a little young. Understand what I'm saying, son? Nope, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young.
Okay.
That's cause you a little young.
I know.
Boy, you a little young.
I wonder after all these years and all the fame over, as a young MC, could I take the game over? I sign with Young Money, get rich, dumb easy. Young boys get put on like Young Jeezy. Up in the club and so gung-ho. Making it rain, I'ma hang with Young Jock and Young Dro. Up in the VIP with some young girl, wearing them young clothes. Hey, young world, you got Young Hot, Young Berg, and Young City. He from making the band, used to run with Sean Diddy. Remember youngsters? Now we got Young Star. Too young to buy a drink, drive their own car. You got Young Buck, Young B, and Young Tay. I play Andre Young instead of Young Dre. There's no subliminal diss, but someone will find it. You say Young Chris, I think about criminal minded.
Understand where I'm coming from? Nope, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young. That's cause you a little young.
I know.
That's cause you a little young. Understand what I'm saying, son? Nope, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young.
Okay.
That's cause you a little young.
I know.
Boy, you a little young.
That joint right there is from the one, the only, L.O.G. and Master Ace. So tell us what you think about that. Should we make that joint or break that joint, fam?
Yo, shout-outs to L.O.G. and Master Ace, man. For real, that shit was fire because the concept was some nice wordplay. They actually put some things in there that made sense. They talking about all these cornball rappers, not to say no names, got all these funny names in front of their names. I mean, just leave it at that. You don't need little or young in front of your name for you to be an artist.
That's real talk. I mean, they definitely, you know, dragging out a real point in regards to, like, you know, the whole situation with the music industry. Like, there's no originality no more. There's a lot of clones walking around here in this game. A whole bunch of clones, man.
Definitely.
I got some new music from a up-and-coming artist right here, you know what I'm saying? And up-and-coming artist, and her name is, God, man, it's hard to say the name, man. It's Tiffany. It's from Tiffany Maddis, you know what I'm saying? It's Sensation. It's Sensation. Her name is Sensation. Fresh as a breath mint, this joint right here. So the joint, you know, tell me if you're feeling it or not, man. Check this joint out.
That was great.
Hey, it's your girl Sensation. Now give it to him, now give it to him. Hey, I'm breath mint fresh. I'm breath mint fresh. I'm breath mint fresh. Hey, Sensation, cause I'm breath mint fresh. Hell yes, I am fresh to death. Let me get on the mic and release some stress. Throw my clothes on, dress to impress. I am feeling myself cause I'm better than the rest. I'm about to school these rides, so get ready for the test. Get on my knees, thank God, because I'm blessed. And when I please, give them a reason to say, let you back away from me. I don't trust you, everything I do is fresh. Everything I touch is fresh. When I open my mouth, it's breath mint fresh. The shoes on my feet is fresh. The clothes that I wear is fresh. Nevertheless, the queen on the throne. Ain't trying to be the greatest, but don't want to be no less. Only God can judge me, my soul and not the flesh. The world got some haters, they only motivate us. Now that's fresh. I'm breath mint fresh, yes. I'm breath mint fresh, hey. Now look at you, he's breath mint fresh, Now look at her, she's breath mint fresh, hey. Now clap your hands if you're breath mint fresh, Now clap your hands if you're breath mint fresh, hey. Now clap your hands if you're breath mint fresh, Now clap your hands if you're breath mint fresh, Verse 2, Sensation coming through, yes. Let the story be told, let it unfold. I told him hold on, then I put him on hold. And then I struck a pose. Back my popular demand. You understand? Clean your ears if you're deaf. I'ma give them all that I got till it ain't nothing left. All that I got till it ain't nothing left. I'm so fresh, you can take me in your mouth, man. So funky on the mic, I might need a breath, man. Something never felt before, fresh Sensation. I'm dedicated to it like a relation. You ain't no killing me, fresh mentality. Killing with the entropy, straight face comedy. I don't want some different shit.
From Sensation, fresh than a breath mint. You know, shout out to, you know, her with her situation. But I want to know the honest feedback. What do you think about this situation, man? Like, should I make this or break this, DMV?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to break the hell out of that one, like. Like, real talk, man, like, what? No comment on that one. Fresh as a breath mint. I'm going to go eat one right now. So. I hope at least her album cover looks good. Hope she has sex appeal. That's all I got to say.
God dang, son. That's crazy right there. Yo, I mean, you know, like I said, artists that submit the music, like, don't ever say, let's say, never play your music. I'll play it, but you're subject to the, you know, the criticism from the audience. So, you know what I'm saying? I never know who's calling in to give feedback and stuff. And we have the wonderful Kevin Shine live in the building. Is this Kev? Hello? Calling from the 773?
Huh? No, this is not Kev.
Oh.
This is Kirsten. How you doing, Lush?
I'm doing great. Who is this?
This is the Kirsten. I follow you on Twitter. I checked out your show like a couple of weeks back when you had King on. So, you know, when I get a chance, I try to come through and support you.
Oh, that's what's up, sweetie. I truly appreciate that. And you calling from the Chi-Town, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what's up. And are you an artist or what are you doing any, like, promotion, or you doing management in the music industry? Tell us what you do, fam.
Well, me, I'm an artist / producer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm more so, yeah, I rap.
Okay.
I rap very versatile. You know, I come from the good era of music, not the down what's out now, but, you know, I come from the good hip-hop, so... You know, I'm just trying to bring something to the table. You know, sometimes, I mean, like I say, you're on my Twitter. I follow you on there. So, like, sometimes I might be leaking stuff. Like, sometimes I might leak the song out there for free download for people to just get, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. That's real talk right there. Since this is, you know what I'm saying, Follow Fridays, Twitter Fridays, man. Tell them what your Twitter is, fam.
Yeah, my Twitter is the cursor. That's THACURSER.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Y'all need to follow and support that dude on Twitter. And since, you know what I'm saying, it's Freestyle Friday, and Monty done did his one too, man. You want to go ahead and give us a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You think you ready to give us a little something?
Yeah, no problem.
So go ahead and give us some of that shot swag.
Okay, all right. Well, check this out. I say, me and hip-hop had a baby. Now her depression is postpartum. I'm a lyrical man when I lay limping my way into stardom. I rate my girls who convert until I hear they pussy farting, and when I'm about to nut, I jump back like I'm Mr. Marcus. Rap got me bored, so at times I get lethargic. I'm a lyrical terrorist, whacking seeds out of Target. I'm a versatile artist, touch all markets. Richard Price is right, Lil Lethal Bob Barker. Got a blueprint like on KRS. Pity fuck a chick with one teen, imagine that she got a second breast. Don't ever expect me to second guess. My organs deteriorate like I went to Africa and had unprotected sex. Back in effect, finna create a mess. God bless. Bomb first like I'm Machiavelli the Dom. Switching religions. This nigga about to go cop on my holy Quran because I'm a mess.
Wow. We got some of that Chi-Town banger right there. Freestyle Friday is getting it in all day, every day, man. Artists are calling in and getting it in. So if you think you got what it is, man, y'all need to come through and call in at 347-826-772.
Lush.
Yeah, what up?
Hey, because I know you got your online radio show. What do I need to send to you? Like, do I need to send, because I want to, like, you know, do a drop for you, because I'm actually going to the lab next week. So while I'm in there, I could probably knock some drops out for your station if you want me to do that.
That's cool beans. All you got to do is email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. CEO Lush Radio Online @gmail.com and send it to me, say attention drops for the show and send me that, and you know what I'm saying, we're going to have that and send any kind of music you got so we can play it for New Music Friday.
Well, and check this out.
Go ahead.
Oh, not to cut you off, but what's the criteria with you guys? Like, do you need something clean or do you need...
Nah, it can be raw, riggedy raw. It could be clean. whatever you got in the arsenal, the only thing that we require is it has to be an MP3 form.
Oh, that's no problem. Okay. And so, like, in the subject line for the music, what do I put attention, what? Attention. Hello?
Uh-oh. Did I lose him?
Hello? I might have to call back. I think we lost it here.
Up from the home of the bang outs, the lames don't hang out, them hammers don't flash out here, we let it ring out. Running on my space to get you a layout. It ain't no welcome mess, they say stay out. BK got Big, got Jay, and I will tell you who next, but that's cliche. Too fly, never land is the motto. Way time, me and Olin Cup, we get a bottle. ACG boots, Yitty ain't from up now. Air Force Ones.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Sorry, fam, man. You know what I'm saying? I had some quick technical difficulties, so I got cut off. But you know what I'm saying? I had to, you know what I'm saying, save by the bell. But we back in the building and stuff. So call up from the 773 Chi-Town. What's your name anyway? Because I want to stop. I don't want to keep calling you Chi-Town.
Yeah, my stage name, I go by the name of Lil Lethal the Cursor.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. We got the new music Friday right now, so we playing new music from new artists. We play some new Mia X, and we play Ed OG, and we play Breath Mint. We got this artist right here from the BK. His name is True Son Ali. It's called From BK to Brooklyn. Tell us if you want to make it or break it. Make it, we like it. Break it, we ain't liking it. We going to break it in 1,000 pieces. Eat it up, chew it up, step it on it, and set it on fire. You know what I'm saying? So let us know if you want to make it or break it. True Son Ali, BK to BX.
Shit. See, this is what happens when two of the best barrels collide. You know. Not in the sense of hopelessness, but in the sense of progression. It's PBMF, baby.
Vinny Idol, nigga.
Let the things go. Hear the sirens. Mother's crying. The motherfucker's wildin'. Hit the flow. Give me the dough. BX to BK, you already know. Let the things go. Hear the sirens. Mother's crying. The motherfucker's wildin'. Hit the flow. Give me the dough. Simple is, simple does. Rhyme with the homies, get it cracking with the cuz. It don't matter, my set is neutral. And I don't need a bunch of niggas knowing I'ma shoot you. That's right, I do my dirt all by my lonely. Few years from now, scientists gon' try to clone me. I'm so real in this bitch. Give me the loot, give me the loot. A skinny dip in the dicks, yeah. Boom by yeah, it's the young Ali. And I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Your career's on life support, hook the IV. Talking unsigned hype, True Son is in the top three. I ain't heard no rapper that can try and stop me. Your songs is lame, don't put them down properly. And know your girl, she think I'm so swaggerless. And street hit the weed, like I was bumping Lil Vicious. Voice of Brooklyn, here go your best rendition. There is no competition. There is no competition. There is no competition. There is no competition. Let the things go. Hear the sirens. Mother's crying. The motherfucker's wildin'. Hit the flow. BX to BK, you already know. Let the things go. Hear the sirens. Mother's crying. The motherfucker's wildin'. Hit the flow. Give me the dough. BK to BX, you already know.
I'm rockin' with the finest flyers. The most critical alliance ever. You could just call me your highness. Rhyming, grinding. Could you define this? Never. I'm a true hood star with crooks, Paul. You just a good spar that look hard. Till I beat you with a hook rod. That's how we give it up. In the X, we don't pick him up. We stomp him out till he's stiffen up. So what you talking about? I'm where it started at. Had smarter rap way back since my starter had.
It's Bud by the quarter. To hit the store for a Lucy in the quarter water. Straight Bronx shit, you know that's what I'm always on. Yeah. But I still got my Brooklyn niggas rolling strong. Yeah. Take money, BK, hood stars, it's the movement. Yeah, you need to get in tune with. My nigga True Son still make it rain money. I keep it so BX, son, it ain't funny. The wait's over, nigga, your place over. Give me we keep it together, then we gon' take over. Yeah, yeah, cause 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 we gon' take over. Let the things go, hear the sirens. Mother's crying, the motherfuckers wildin'. Hit the flow, give me the dough. BX to BK, you already know. Let the things go, hear the sirens. Mother's crying, the motherfuckers wildin'. Hit the flow, give me the dough. BK to BX, you already know.
Coming through the DMV right now. Pulled up, popped the laptop. Guess what was on? My girl Lush. Lush Radio Online. Yo, what it do? Know the name, know the difference. N-O-E. It's your boy Noah in the building. You know what I'm saying?
You already know what it is. You know what's crackin' like. It's your girl. Let's see. Let's dive in the building. It's Friday. Get the Patron. Get the Nuevo. Get your bottles of Mo. We live in the building all day. Day. You already know what it is, man. New Music Friday. That's new music right there from True Son Ali representing the BK, man. Hey, y'all, man. Should we make it or break it? Chi-Town, should we make it or break it?
Oh, that's a hot joint right there. I say we should make that.
We should make that joint. We heard One Time for Your Mind, Chi-Town in the building. And DMV, you live in the building. DMV, Monty, you know what I'm saying? Should we make that or break that, fam? Hey, Monty Swag, you there? Hey, Monty, you there? Oh, Monty over there on the sideline having side conversations over there, son.
Yo, look.
We trying to figure out should we make this or break this, Monty? Oh, my man over there like in the club or something, man. So crazy going on in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building. So what's the scene over there in the whole Chicago area, man? Everybody hating on each other in that situation.
You know what? I think that's the biggest problem, yo. Like, seriously. You know what I mean? That's the biggest problem.
You think everybody hating on each other over there?
Yeah, that's the biggest issue, man. I mean, like, see, the thing is, I mean, people have their issues with the South and everything, but me personally, I commend them brothers for what they're doing because, you know, these cats are united. That's why they dominating things. And the thing is, with cats from here, there's a lot of talent here, you know what I mean? I mean, y'all done got Kanye, Common, Lupe Fiasco, Twista, R. Kelly, the Brat, you know, I could name Crucial Conflict. Like, you know, we got a lot of talented people here, you know what I mean? And some of them made it, and it's unfortunate that, you know, see, with us being where we're at, you don't have those connects to, you know, like no A&Rs, you know, ain't no A&Rs here, you know what I mean? So it's like one of those things where we have to kind of go outside of here to get stuff going.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, it's unfortunate because, see, the reality of it is I find this to be extremely kind of funny how people, I'm going to tell you something, there'd be a lot of artists here that do performances because, you know, we got a few nightclubs here and stuff like that. And they big thing be like, man, these artists, you know, these people that are supposed to come see these local cats, they don't really give them the love like they would, like, let's say, you know, one of the more established people come from another coast. So let's say somebody like Jadakiss, you know, for example. And we fuck with Jada down here in Chicago. Like, I love Jadakiss. That's that dude.
So you saying basically like Jada could come in your town and just eat it up with the money and cats to show them all love. But your local artists, they like, you know what I'm saying, freak y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how it is here, man.
Oh,
I mean,
1 second. Let me ask Monty, sister, in the DMV, man. Monty Swag, you there with us, fam? Hey, Monty Swag, you there with us, fam? Oh, maybe he on the sideline on the check-in again, man. I'm trying to check in what the point of view in the DMV is, man. Hey, Monty Swag. Monty Swag, you there, fam? Yeah. Monty Swag, you there?
Hello.
Oh, this dude is definitely, you know what I'm saying, some serious conversation. But like I said, man, so with the whole situation, right, in the shy area, you're basically facing the same situation that most artists are facing all over the globe. And the whole situation is hateration. Hateration, non-support from your own state, you know what I'm saying, but they go hard for somebody else from another state. You know what I mean? Can't even support your local artist, but you support everybody else. What kind of mess is that?
It's crazy, but you know what? Another thing that I think that divides us as well, I mean, I'm sure that we've been on the news a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I speak to people from other states. They're like, man, what's going on in Chicago? You know, all these kids getting killed and all this violence down there. What's going on, you know? But, see, the thing is, one big thing that divides us, too, is the fact that you got so many different gangs here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's another factor. And see, the thing, you know, my whole thing is simply this. If we could create some sort of movement here where cats could come together. See, the thing with a lot of the rappers here, we too competitive with each other. Now, don't get me wrong, hip-hop is a competitive genre. But at the same time, it's like with us, we all in the same situation. You know, we trying to get to that next level. So with that being said, it's like we need the cats from my crew, the cats from your crew, we all need to come together, jump on songs, you know, find a way, get in a van, pack up and go hit the road or whatever. You know, people, like, we need to have some sort of movement going on, man. And, I mean, we don't have that because the big issue is, at the end of the day, the big important part about this stuff is business. If you ain't got your mind set and you want to be out there getting in trouble and being on dumb stuff, then, you know, that could kind of screw things up. You know what I mean?
And that's real talk right there. And is Monty, you back with us in the building? Or you still over there in the conversation? Hey, Monty, you still there with us, fam?
Yeah, he having a deep one.
He having a serious conversation over there, son. Hey, Monty, you still there, Monty? You there? Oh, that dude's on a serious conversation right now. But you know what I'm saying? This, you're mad crazy right now, son. But real talk, let me see, with the situation, with the whole entire music industry is messed up right now, man. Music industry has been watered down. A lot of cats have sold their soul to the devil. And at the end of the day, a lot of cats, a lot of artists really don't take pride in their craft. You can see by half of the shit that's sent to me half of the day, like, do y'all niggas even listen to what the hell y'all sending me? Like, what the fuck? I'm sorry. We getting real raw right here. Like, do you surround yourself by a whole bunch of yes men that tell you that your stuff is hot? Because I'm tired of artists telling me that their stuff is hot and their grandmother or their mother won't even come see them. If your people in your block won't even come see you, why you think I should even take a time to see you, right?
Right.
See, what I try to do on Less Radio Online is provide an outlet for independent artists to come on and play their music and get honest feedback. Now, if it's good feedback, it's a bad feedback. You're supposed to take it as corrective criticism and do what you got to do, because not everybody is built to be a rapper. I don't know who told everybody they can be freaking rappers, man.
You know what, Lush? On some real stuff, that's why honestly it's a blessing that technology in our favor when you, you know, when you really look at it. Because, man, I remember years ago, I mean, I'm 24, and when I started rapping, I was a kid. I was 10, 11 years old, a Chris Cross fan, you know what I'm saying? And so, hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, basically the thing was, at that time, you didn't have the resources. And I mean, see, now, you know, like the radio, the online radio thing is real big. But see, I think the big problem with a lot of artists now, they're not looking at, like, every week, I'm looking at, when I look at on hiphopdx.com, when they have, like, on Wednesday, they had a hip-hop sales for that week. And I'll be looking at, I'm like, damn, man, what the hell? Like, half of these people that signed the major labels and ain't selling units. And I'm like, well, with that being said, you know, it's like, what's the point of even going there? If you, you know, you sign a Def Jam only to sell 12,000 units, you can do that on your own. You know what I mean? And with the technology of the internet, I mean, you could reach so many people. You know what I mean? Like Twitter and so many different outlets. And yeah, like you said, yes men, you know, it's always going to be yes men. People don't want to hurt their friends' feelings. And that's why, like, usually when I do music, I'm not doing nothing to impress nobody around me. Because at the end of the day, the fans are those people on the whole other side. You know, I don't know, you know, you don't know where these people at, but if they like your stuff, you know, word of mouth and all that good old stuff like that, they're going to tell their friends, and their friends going to tell their friends about your stuff. You know, because, I mean, sometimes some of your friends just, you know, they going to say, oh, yeah, that shit hot, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I don't make nothing to impress none of my buddies around me because
yeah,
they don't really matter.
And see, the situation is people listen, and this music industry is not your best friend, dog. You know what I'm saying? People need to separate their associates from their so-called, quote-unquote, friends. Because this thing right here, that the thing that we love so much that we hold close to our bosom, this thing we call the music, can rip you apart, son, real talk. And the thing about it, you got to have a tough skin. Because cats will try their hand to try to break you in this game. And you have to be so stuck and believe in what you believe in that you got to keep pushing forward in this whole entire movement. This thing right here that we call music that we love, you know what I'm saying, can sometimes turn against us. But you got to stay in it, man. And I keep telling y'all, not everybody is built to be an MC. Some of y'all that came in XD to become, you know, online radio hosts, some of y'all need to be DJs. Some of y'all need to be, you know what I'm saying, photographers. Some of y'all need to be managers or publicists. Some of y'all need to just be journalists. Some of y'all need to be bloggers. Not everybody is meant to be a rapper. I don't know where this whole wave of everybody saying that they need to be a rapper came from. Because at the end of the day, if you're the only one listening to yourself in the mirror and you're the only one critiquing yourself, then you got a problem. Because at the end of the day, you need to get honest feedback, because nobody's going to buy your stuff if your stuff is not, you know, if you don't have good production.
Right.
And see, this is the thing. Most of y'all cats send me stuff that basically I can't hear nothing. I can't hear any of your vocals because your beat is drowning your stuff down because you're basically making this at home. Some people got home studios. I ain't going to knock them. But the thing about it is, if your sound quality is garbage, don't send it to me. What do you expect me to do with it? You know what I'm saying? And if you're like, yeah, man, I was listening to my, you know what I'm saying, listening to it in my CD player, and it was rocking. You was the only one rocking to it. Where the rest of the cats? Have a listening session so people can give you honest feedback on your music, because it's crazy right now. I'm telling y'all the real deal. Like, it's some crazy stuff going on with some of y'all independent artists. I love y'all to death, but y'all got to get it together. Oh, quick in. I know all of y'all know, because, you know, we get everything on the internet. Your man Gucci Man, world famous, just got going to the slammer, about to do a year. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. These cats be having money, man. you know what I'm saying, got money, but they still do dumbass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dumbass shit. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines and bring this caller in. Caller from the 334, you're live in the building on Let's Radio Online, and we dropping some real ish talking about this music. What up, though? Well, I guess the caller just wanted to listen and stuff. But you don't got to be scared, you know what I'm saying, to say something on Let's Radio. I ain't going to bite you, man. I ain't going to bite you. Let me see if Monty's there. Hey, Monty, you there? Oh, man. Hey, this dude is still on some freaking stuff, on some freaking conference or whatever. But like I said, man, shout out to Rapstar Promo. You know what I'm saying? They doing it real big with, you know what I'm saying, the conference calls, the whole movement. Y'all need to jump on that ASAP if y'all really trying to, you know what I'm saying, get your music out there. They got access, you know what I'm saying, get your stuff spun, get your stuff on radio, FM, and online radio, man. Don't sleep on this online radio because this is a new era of music radio on the internet. You already know what it is, man. We are the ones that supporting y'all cats. These FM radio stations, the only way you're going to get on is on payola. I don't care how much, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, you're slobbing somebody's knob, you're not going to get on there unless you are giving them some type of money. That's real talk, hands down. See, the thing about it is, if you give anybody a budget, like you give somebody a stupid budget, they can make any one of these independent cats a star. You can give me a stupid budget right now, and I can make, like you know what I'm saying, my cat from, you know, the Chi-Town or my cat from the DMV, I can make them a star with a nice budget. But the situation is most of the cats that's in the independent game don't have that budget. You got cats like, you got shorties like Nicki Minaj. You got, you know, even though this cat, Gucci Man, got money, you know what I'm saying, he got people that got money that's backing him. We got people still doing stupid stuff and going to jail. It's crazy. But you know what? What I'm scared about is, like, since the industry just glamorized being a thug or being locked up or doing all this stuff to get street cred, I'm trying to figure out, are cats just going to start getting into the game and getting locked up so they can get street cred? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, son, like, I'm about to hit this dude in his face so I can do some time real quick. I'm going to cop a plea. Because let me tell you something. Certain things that these cats do, like Lil Wayne did a situation, you know what I'm saying? And he might be, you know what I'm saying, doing a bit. This is the thing. What I don't understand is, like, if it's a regular cat on the street, these cats would be doing some serious time. But when these artists go in, you know what I'm saying, they either cop and please or something, because how is these cats doing a year, 6 months, when a regular cat is doing serious time? Like, real talk. What's really good?
Money talks. Money talks.
You know, money talk, bullshit walk. You know what I'm saying? The world revolves around money. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like I said, man, with these cats that got these big, you know what I'm saying, everybody's like, yo, you know what I'm saying, why can't we get on? We some hot artists. The thing about it is, where's your budget? Nobody's talking to you in this industry unless you have a budget. Unless you're grinding your ass off every single moment of the time and you're out there with your flyers and you're going to these different states and slapping your flyers around and you're going there and passing your flyers out and you're going and you're booking your own shows and letting your name be known out there, then that's the only way that you're getting out there. You know what I'm saying? Because real talk, nobody's going to sit here and hand you nothing. Nobody's going to sit here and try to work with you. They're going to try to see what they get out of you. Most FM radio stations want their ratings to go up. So why should they waste their time on independent artists when you ain't bringing no bacon to the table? You know what I'm saying? When they got these big corporations and big companies paying for these artists to be on here. They paying sponsorship. They paying that guap. You know what I mean? They the hottest ish in the world, so they'll come and stay tuned. They need ratings. You know what I mean? This internet radio, I could do whatever the hell I want to, and that's real talk. You know what I mean? I could do what I want to. And you know what I mean? With this music thing, as long as you believe in what you're doing, the worst person that can put you down in your situation is you. when you start second-guessing yourself. You got to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, then who the hell else is going to believe in you? Real talk. Who else is going to believe in you? You know what I mean? And the thing about it is, you know what I'm saying, don't be scared to find out information in order for you to get your business going. A lot of people like, yo, I don't need my publishing, I don't need this. Y'all need to become your own publisher. Why use somebody else? You can become your own publisher. Research, find the information. Y'all want to LLC your business. You can get the paperwork on LegalZoom.com. You know what I'm saying? You need to get the situation. You need to go ahead and incorporate your business so you can file. You can even, just like Ludacris did, he signed himself to his own label, to himself, and then went to the record labels, went to Def Jam and all them cats, went to them and said, yo, this is the deal. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm coming with. You know what I mean? Like, and a lot of people knock Soulja Boy, but Soulja Boy single-handedly manipulated the situation. He was just a step ahead of all of us. And he was only like 17 years old and manipulated the game. And he's paid right now. This is a little 17-year-old that's paid. Don't say that he destroyed the rap game. Say he revolutionized the rap game so cats can really eat if they use their mind and put their mind to it. Cats need to stop copycatting each other and step outside the box and think ahead of the game. We going in 2010. If the shit that you was doing this year ain't work out for you, then you need to go back to the drawing board and do some other shit. For real. And that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't getting at least one paycheck or something for doing this music or doing something, ain't even $20, then I don't know what the hell you doing right now. Because I guess money. I don't know what y'all cats doing, but I guess money. But I'm out here to support y'all independent artists. But the thing about it is, you guys have to come with the game. Send me music that's quality music. Send me music that you would send a FM radio station. Send me music you would send to core DJs. Stop sending garbage. Sit down and have a group of people that do not know you to listen to your music and give you honest feedback before you send the music out. Real talk. Save yourself the waste of time. Save yourself the energy. For real. Save yourself the embarrassment. You know, real talk. And I'm dropping these jewels because I want y'all guys to step your game up. We're going into 2010, and a lot of y'all cats are just walking around like zombies and acting like your mind is just, there's an echo inside of there, son, real ditzy-like. And it's crazy. If you're not educated right now, y'all need to pick up Making It magazine because they got a lot of information for you artists to know about. The do's and don'ts in the music industry, how to utilize Twitter in the right way. Also, how to, you know what I'm saying, get on with these radio stations and these DJs. It's some real information. Also, check out Rap Star Promo Music 101. They drop some real information, man. It's real talk right here, man. This is what we're doing right now. So, my man from the Chi-Town, man, you know what I'm saying? How you feel about some of the things I just talked about, fam? My man from the Chi, you there? Hello? I guess my man dipped out for a second. My man from the DMV, Monty, you back?
What's poppin'? I'm in the building.
Dog, you was gone for a minute, dog. What happened to you, son?
I had to handle my BI real quick. That's all love, family.
Oh, you had to handle your BI for a minute. You was gone for a minute, man.
Yeah.
Dog, you was in serious convo, man. Where my man from the Chi-Town at? He there? I guess he dipped out for us. Hey, Monty, man, did you hear some of the stuff I was talking about, fam?
Yeah, definitely I heard that. One thing I want to touch on is it's a lot of artists out here that's not living what they're talking. And one of my guys who's a good underground rapper right now, he's locked up, but he said that the best. My man A Mafia from Harlem. Shout out to A Mafia. Free my guy, whatever. He said that the best because a lot of these cats is out here rapping and they live in the suburbs. They live with their moms. They got something going on called hood rich. They in the hood, they getting money, so they hood rich. They don't know what to do with it, so they so stupid with the money, buying all these cars and jewels, but they really don't got shit going for themselves. And they ain't out here busting these guns and putting in work. A lot of these niggas ain't never been on the block before, but they talk about it until you do that background check. Y'all stop talking the stuff that y'all not doing, man. If you a scar,
I guess he got bumped off for a second, but that's real talk right there. What he touched on, like, it's a lot of phony cats out here in the game. That's definitely talking about, yo, they running this, they bleeding the block, they did this. They ain't never seen a block day in their life. Them cats is living in the suburbs. Them cats got, like, master's degrees and everything, and they sitting here talking like, yo, I done bleed the block, I'm doing this, I done pop this, I done kill. You ain't killed nobody. You ain't part of no bloods, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even mentioning no names. But it's a lot of suburban cats out here claiming they on some hood-ish. And you know what I'm saying? What's wrong with being educated, though? Real talk, like, what's wrong with being educated? What's wrong with being smart? What's wrong with that? But y'all glorify being on the hood and saying this, that, and the third. Stop living other people's lives. Just because you seen your man busting guns and he went to jail and this, that, and the third, and he used to rhyme, all of a sudden you living this dude life. And you live in the suburbs.
That's funny, man. That's really the honest truth. You know what I mean? Like, it is a lot of cats that really have banged down and put in work. Like, one guy right now, he's also locked up. Y'all probably heard of him. He's now a known Harlem, New York rapper. His name is Max B. He just got locked up. Just got 75 years for some conspiracy shit. You know what I mean? Free my guy. But this guy is one very talented artist. But his whole career, he's been having stipulations and situations that he had to overcome. And he was also dealing with the guy, Jim Jones, who y'all know very well, Bird Gang Dipset. He had him in a tight situation where he had him locked under contract. And once he got away from Jim Jones, dude still had him locked under contract. So dude couldn't really make no music. He couldn't put no actual album out. He kept having to drop tapes, because he couldn't release an album, because all the royalties and all the credits would go to Jim Jones, which wasn't really right because he wasn't his artist. Same situation with the locks. I mean, it's a lot of... What y'all artists, y'all independent artists need to realize when y'all get in the game, be careful who you fool with. Because, you know what I mean, like Kiss said on the Lox album, that skit that they got, Jay Jerkin niggas, he's really out there. There's a Jay Jerkin niggas in every area, every industry, there's a Jay Jerkin niggas. They will jerk you. Be careful. Make sure you read that contract. Make sure you know who you're dealing with. You know what I mean? They will get you. And then what you going to do? You sign that paperwork, you locked in. Papers
that's being locked. And that's the same situation that happened with my man. Shout out to Archie Eversole. He got locked into a contract, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
it was,
I remember, dude.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Archie, you know what I'm saying? With that whole situation, like, y'all need to be careful. Like, cats be saying they got your back. Yeah, and you get into this industry, especially y'all independent artists, stop chasing that dream to be, you know what I'm saying, get signed to a big major artist, because a major label, them cats will have you sign a contract and bench you for like mad years.
Definitely.
And then when you bring your buzz up and you trying to leave, them cats will not let you go. And that's real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Pardon me if I'm not right. That's Mr. We Ready, right? We Ready.
That's Mr. We Ready dog there.
Hey, what happened to him?
Dog is back. I got some new music from him also. He's doing some real good shit right now, son. That's my dude. For real. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? It's crazy right now. Y'all independent artists need to be on y'all game. For real. These cats will get your money and run away with your shit. Even some of these DJs, dog. I done seen DJs charging artists like $1,500.
Just to play that track.
$1,500 talking about... What is a DJ? Is a DJ a record label? Like, you got DJs that's saying that that an artist is under them, like.
Just like, put a scream on your shit.
DJ, you know, like.
Doodle.
1500? Like, that's crazy right there. Like, I don't knock cats, get your money, but I'm like, at the end of the day, like, y'all independent artists is, like, going so hard to have all these features on your joint. You know what I mean? I mean, I ain't going to knock nobody bread, but y'all want all these features. But, I mean, that kind of, like, drowns you out as the artist. You know what I mean? We're having all these features on your joint.
Well, you got a hotter nigga than you on your shit.
Wow. Yeah, like
you an upcoming artist. You just came out yesterday, but you got Hov on your track. Spitting 16 though. Who would the world much rather hear, Hov or Mr. Hotness? Who is that? Who are you, dude? I mean, come on.
Like that's real talk. That's real talk right there, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, like, you know what, Monty, the crazy thing about it is, I'm really, like, I don't understand how these artists, like, okay, you got T.I. had guap, right? T.I. goes and do some dumb mess, and he goes to jail, right? You got your man right now, Gucci Man, does some hot stuff, goes to jail. You got your man DMX, can't even perform, do stuff, over 1.7 million in child support right now. Then you got you know what I'm saying, Wayne, they're about to go to jail for some gun situations, man. In NYC. Like,
my God, like I said, he got 75 years, man. Like, that ain't no little time, man. 75? His seed is gonna be finishing out his sentence, man.
But you see cats like Mac B getting 75 though, you feel me? Other cats, I'm seeing cats is getting slimmer time than that.
6 months and 12 months and shit. You got caught with 10 guns, doggy. How you going to get 12 months?
Come you on. Know what I'm saying?
You got to be telling on somebody.
So I'm like, a lot of cats is copping, please. I don't knock cats. You know what I'm saying? Sing if you got to sing, man. Whatever you got to do, I guess you got to do what you got to do to save your hide. But, you know, all I'm saying is don't claim that gangster stuff. Don't say you a gangster and you copping, please. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Don't say you a gangster and you gonna do a whole bid when you know you scared and all that. Like, come on, like let's get real talk, man. Like, cats is copping, please. Cats talking about their gangsters and they talking about their bloods and they done wore like blue scarves and yellow scarves, but now they bloods. You got cats just buying their way into the game. I mean, the game is all messed up, man.
Your number one single called Stop Snitching, but you're in the courtroom telling. Come on, man.
I'm going to tell y'all another one, though. Another one that's getting people in trouble, too, is all this YouTube shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
I can't even go. Who?
Facebook also, man. All these.
Oh things. Yeah, all that internet stuff, man. People then took that into the cyber world, yo. And I mean, it's crazy because it's like world star hip hop. Like, you know, you can see like the captions before you look at the video, where it be like such and such. When I see something like such and such this and so, I'm like, nope, I ain't even finna click on it, cause I, you know, it's like, why are people wasting their energy on that BS, man? And see, the thing is, I mean, with us being, you know, we supposed to be, you know, helping each other out. But everybody's so, you know, at each other's throat, you know what I mean? And I think we got the biggest enemies out of those that, you know, is the government, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know, the government don't care about us. Everything's owned by Viacom. And at the end of the day, what you call it? It's cyber snitching. It's a lot of cyber snitches and cyber spies on this month. Like, you got cats on YouTube that spy on you and put your ish right on YouTube right there, dog. Like, son, like, why are you sitting there with guns and everything, like mounds of guns, and you telling cats where you live at on YouTube right now? Like, son, yo, what? ATF is coming in your crib, son. like,
you know, we really need real stuff to come back when I say that, I'm saying that to say this. It's like if we're going to be artists, we need to focus on the music and not always trying to beef with the next rapper. Because honestly, I mean, coming up in the game, you know, studying this stuff, I'd have been in a couple of rap beefs here in Chicago, you know. And trust me, it can really get hectic. And me personally, I'm not a person no wax talking about I'm a thug and none of that. I don't portray that, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is, because at the end of the day, I'm a human being with one life to live, and I understand that. And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to come up in this game and get killed over some BS, because we lost Pocket Big to that shit.
And that's definitely, but you know the thing I'm like this, man. At the end of the day, if we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. Viacom owes everything. You see how the government tried to be slick? They pacified us with with the president, but at the situation, he can't really do nothing like that because he's just a puppet in their whole game. You see how gas prices done shoot it up? You know what I'm saying? You done seen how everything done went up real quick. Right before our eyes, in the snap of a finger. You know what I'm saying? Like, they straight raping us with no lubrication out here. But we're sitting here worried about who's beefing with who. We worried about all kinds of stupid ish. And for real, hip-hop is the only genre that has all this nonsense going on. And that's the only genre that cats say they put an age on hip-hop. Like, I'm telling you, like, if KRS-One is like, you know, like maybe like 40-something. He can still do a show and still get it packed, you know. But this is what I say. We put an age on hip-hop when hip-hop is timeless. You understand what I'm saying? If you do a rock show or anything, cats don't put no time on it, but we put a time on it. We put an age on it. Hip-hop needs to go back. Watch this. A lot of cats is bumping their old stuff, bumping old music from back in the day versus what everybody is a copycat. Everybody is a mimic of somebody. Like you got Nicki Minaj. You got all these chicks that want to be a Barbie and all this mess. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be a copy of that. You got the MC Lights. Everybody that want to be an MC Light. You know, it's too many mimics going on. It's too many clones going on, man. And it's starting to become sickening. Like, for real, that's my word on everything. If I hear another auto-tune, I will blow my brains out, son. Real talk. Yeah. It's sickening. I'm tired of the auto-tunes. Y'all done ran it. I've never heard something they done ran to the dirt in my life. They done ran auto-tunes to the point they done sent it to another country. They done sent it to Nigeria, my country. And them cats is running that joint to the ground, too. Auto-tunes, it's a rap, man. You know what I'm saying? T-Pain done did it. Everybody done copycat it after that. But before him was Ralph Troutman that did his thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's cut it out, man. It's done. We did it. We done flipped it. It's done, man. Like, even new people that's coming out is still using auto-tunes. What? Get it through your brain. Stop.
Let me touch on that note, Lush. On some real stuff, as far as real hip-hop goes, like, there's not a lot of cats out here that's really catching ears or really catching, you know what I mean, anything. As far as lyrically, beats, oh, yeah, there's cats out there doing beats, but In all, the essence of hip hop dates back to lyrics. When the dude was raw, back when there wasn't no beats, you was spitting acapellas off of beatboxes. Niggas was having a cipher. You know what I mean? That's real hip hop. Right now, all in all, there's no real hip hop out. You know what I mean? The boy Hov, of course, he has longevity, but he's met his prime. He's just relaxing. He's making some things just to play around with. There's a lot of artists out there that's good. But as of right now, a lot of the hot artists are underrated. Like, I want y'all to go pick up this album. If you can't pick it out, sample it online. Y'all know the online music sites. Slaughterhouse. It stars four underrated artists. Joe Buttons, Joel Ortiz, Royce the 5'9", Crooked Eye. Man, these dudes are nasty. They have the braziest flow ever. Y'all check that out, man, and check the reviews, man. These dudes get off on it. I know y'all know about Buttons. He just took a quick hiatus, but he's back, man. Jersey
yeah,
City stands
on
up. Come on,
I mean,
man. Y'all, that's hip hop, man.
A lot of people know about the Slaughterhouse. It came out like a minute ago. You know what I'm saying? And it definitely got a lot of rave. And, you know, your man Joe Buttons killed it on the BET Hip Hop Awards with the whole Cypher situation.
Bodied it.
You know what I'm saying? He destroyed everybody, so yeah. You ain't even pay attention to nobody that was even in that Cypher but that cat. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? But at the same time, the situation is, you know what I mean? What are we going to do to change this nonsense, man? Nobody's working together. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's working together in this situation. And it's just nonsense. You know what I mean? It's a pure nonsense.
Definitely is. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? And whether it be the DMV, whether it be New York, whether it be Jersey, whether it be, you know what I'm saying, the South. And you know what I've noticed is the South shows more love, you know, than anybody. They got their corrupt stuff in the situation, but it's less corruption. Because, like, before, we had the East Coast dominating the map when it came to the music. Then we had the West Coast. Now it's like a straight separation. You hear some of the Midwest cats coming through, and then you really, like, the whole map right now is killed with the ATL situation. You don't even hear R&B like that, son. Like, R&B artists are competing against these hip-hop artists, man.
But the funny thing is, the A has it for an unjustifiable reason. Like, come on now. Beats and some slurred music that was spit off of somebody taking ecstasy pills. Like, come on, man. Yo, come on, man. Is that
music? Oh, don't do that, dog. I love it.
Is that music? I ain't even taking no shots on nobody. I fuck with Gucci 100%. Fuck with OJ. Shout outs to OJ, Gucci, the whole Soul Icy camp. But them guys, man, come on, man. Like, lyrically, come on, man. But I can say that them dudes make great party music. If you feel like getting right before you're going out or whatnot, you put that on. Yeah, it got good club bangers. But all in all, like, how you taking over the game just off of this? They're killing the game right now. The East Coast is taking the hiatus. They're taking the falling out because of these dudes, because of this out your trunk bangers. Like, come on. Look at the Midwest. Look at LA. Look at Cali. Look at all that. Ain't nobody making moves like that. Look at the MIA. I mean, there's nobody coming out from nowhere really making moves but the South, especially the A. I could name like five artists right now that's killing it out there. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy. We need to take the throne back. And even if it's not even taking the throne, let's have it separated. But actually, let's have it spread evenly. So, you know what I mean? It could be good music from all sides of town. That's how it's supposed to be.
But that's how it used to be. Like, back in the day when we was dealing with the whole hip-hop movement, you had cats from the Midwest. You had cats from Boston. You had cats from New York, Jersey, down south, West Coast. It was spread out. We got a variety of good music. But see, the thing about it is the East Coast, New York, they done, you know, slaughtered each other with all this, you know, corrupt craziness and stuff. And I love New York, you know what I'm saying? You know we love New York, you know what I'm saying? It's all love, you know what I'm saying? It's all fan right there. But at the end of the day, we not backing each other like that. East Coast ain't backing each other. DMV ain't backing each other. These cats in the ATL, if they fuck with you, them cats put money behind you, son. They putting money behind these cats. I'm not going to – shout out to Gucci, man. I can't knock the cat from getting his money. He's not the finest dude. Dude ain't the hottest lyrical artist out there. But his team is strong. This new game right here is about how strong your team is. It don't have nothing to do how hot you are, how lyrically you are, all that. It's about how strong your team is. You got cats coming out of nowhere and killing the game right now. With no lyrical talent at all, but they killing the game because it's a popularity contest.
But, you know, see, the thing is what it really boils down to, too, man. I mean, I think you got to, when we, like, we was talking about the FM stations with the payola issue, you know, and it's like, because like you said, back in the day, I mean, because I love the South music. I mean, majority of my favorite artists come from down there, you know, Outkast, the UGK, the 36 Mafia, you know, but that ain't all I listen to coming up. I mean, I could listen to Gucci Mane and turn around and listen to a Raekwon album. And turn, you know, see, the thing is, and it's crazy because a lot of people that's my age, I'm the only one, like, I'm like, damn, in my own circle, I'm the only one still bumping Liquid Swords, you know what I'm saying? And people like, who the fuck listens to some damn Q-Tip or, dude, what's hot right now? That's what y'all on now, you know what I'm saying? So it's like people tend to lose touch with stuff, but I mean, I try to always stay, you know, because back in the day when we had the box, y'all know y'all remember that.
Yep.
Box. I mean, shit, that's why I learned about a lot of stuff, because the box, man, everything came on from there. Like, man, I was a young kid and seen Two Live Crew, and I'm like, whoa, god damn it, you know. And then turn around and you see both come out with something, you know, the female rapper, I think she's from L.A. or Detroit or something. You know, he come over, and I tell you, I'm going to be real with you, I used to think that was a dude because of the way she dressed, like the skull cap and the shades. So I'm like, this chick is hard, you know what I mean? And then you turn around and you get it. That's around the time I think Easy dropped the real Compton City G's, and I grew up on Easy. That's my dude, you know what I mean? So
that's real talk right there. I mean, you know what? The situation is we need to bring real music back, but at the same time,
need a balance.
Artists out here need to stop faking like y'all can't break bread. You can't break bread with your internet radio stations that support y'all. Y'all acting like y'all can't break bread. And these cats need to keep their stations on. They need to, you know what I mean, be able to make these calls to make you know, y'all guys, you know, hooked up with whoever, you know what I'm saying, or do these conference calls to support y'all. Like, real talk, y'all cats need to, you know what I'm saying, break bread. Even with the DJs, like, you know what I mean, even if you can't break bread with them, like, pass out their flyers. Like, tell them cats you going, you know, help spread the word about where they DJing at. You know what I'm saying? You show love to the DJ, DJ going to show you love. Like, come on now. Like, you know, we so caught up on me instead of we. You know what I'm saying? We lost the set. We lost the unity. U-N-I-T-Y, that's the unity. We lost that.
Yeah.
We lost all of that, man. We lost the united power, the culture of what hip hop stands for. We lost it. And right now we are in a state of turmoil. The whole game is messed up and everybody is picking, trying to find a way to find the idea that'll make it work and get money off of it. Because nobody's making money off of music. Nobody is. Nobody's making money off of music, real talk. Because you know what? All these cats that signed the major record labels, they like a Nicki Minaj, right? She signed to a major label. After she pays back everything that she owes everybody, she ain't going to see her royalties until later. Until if you're an independent artist and you're doing it real big and you got, you know what I'm saying, TV placements and you got, you know what I'm saying, you got your placements in movies, games and all that, and you doing all your stuff independently like my man Wordsmith, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing, then you'll see your residuals faster. But the only way you do that is by getting your business together. Get your business together first, then think about the music. You understand? Get your business together, then do the music. And that's my final thoughts on that. And that's that real music. That's that real life-ish. And don't be scared to get information and learn. It's real talk.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
Lush, I respect that 100% because that's one of the big things I was telling my buddies down here in Chicago, because I'm going to tell you something. When I first started doing my music thing, man, I had cats that I went to high school with, and we was in a crew. But, of course, I ended up being the last man standing because everybody's not on the same page. I was at, man, let me see. When I graduated from high school.
And that's real talk, sweetie. I'm sorry to cut you off, but due to the fact that, you know what I'm saying, We have a short period of time. I got to wrap it up, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to thank you for coming through, man. Hopefully I can see you next, you know what I'm saying, next Friday on the show. Come through, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Monty for coming through and blessing, you know what I'm saying, the whole situation. Big Mo and also Future Guru that was able to stop by and all the other callers. We live on Lush Radio Online, same time, same place. Each and every Friday, you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? We having a party in here, man. It's you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take it back to Onyx Slam. Y'all remember this joint, and we out.